Don't miss one Hell's Gate!
For the ball,
oh, get up! It's loose! It's
on the way. Plenty of leg.
Good!
It's football time in the Bluegrass. You're listening to the KSR Football Podcast.
Hi, I'm Nick Roush, and I hate Tennessee.
Hey, I'm Charles Walker. I hate Tennessee.
You hate Tennessee, too? You're wearing an orange tie, though.
Dang!
That's kind of suspect, Chuck.
Yeah, you...
There's no white on it.
There's no spinach chip on it either.
Color. The main color is orange, and you're wearing it. It's not Tennessee orange, though.
Okay.
That's not orange. That's not really orange. That's like
it looks like a
that's
salmon.
Salmon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's salmon. It looks like grapefruit.
Right. Yeah, grapefruit.
It matches the color of my eyes.
Chuck, so, that's orange.
Yeah, Chuck is wearing an orange tie. This is a bad. We might have to just throw it in the trash tonight before we
go. Can you take it off?
Post Halloween too.
Take it off. Yes,
take it all off.
Thank you,
buddy. Yeah. Don't be afraid to unbutton that collar.
This is going to be a very wild and weird KSR football podcast.
Here we go.
Hey,
we got Charles and Austin in here. Drew Franklin's in New York City.
Yeah.
Oh boy. You know what you look like right now? No, the 40-year-old virgin. Before the wax.
JoJo, are you having a conversation with somebody on the phone right now?
Yeah, JoJo's
on FaceTime.
JoJo is FaceTiming somebody. We've got JoJo Kemp in here and J.D. Harmon while Drew Franklin's on vacation. And on top of it all, the equipment has gone awry, so we can't hear everything. I hope this doesn't mess it up for you, but it's going to be a fun time. We might rag on Chuck a lot. We're definitely going to rag on JoJo. JoJo, he's got the new iPhone. He can't help himself.
He can't put it down.
But he's not addicted.
Not addicted to the iPhone.
JoJo's like a
two-year-old Paw Patrol. You got to keep him busy. Yeah, you're new to the game. But not new to watching Kentucky kick Missouri's ass. That's what happened the last time before we did one of these shows. Now, you were on the show before the Missouri game, right?
And I told everybody that we was going to come out victorious.
You did. Yeah. You said it was going to happen, yes. And it happened. Yes. In the rain. It was a lot of fun. Now, Charles, you were not there in the rain, correct?
I was in Nashville. Yep.
Oh.
With his orange tie on. Casey. Yeah, he had a case. He had a case in Nashville. With orange tie.
Take that back. It's a Halloween party. Oh.
Okay.
At Neyland Stadium.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, where are you? A construction worker? You take your shirt off and just.
Oh.
Okay.
Hansel's so hot right now. Oh, man, that would have been a good look. Now, Nashville might be taking a little podcast road trip. You're going regardless, correct? Yeah. So, next week in Nashville, going to get rowdy, especially after the Cats beat Tennessee. But first, back to Missouri. All right. Missouri game was awesome. From, like, start to finish, they just kicked their teeth in. What was your favorite part of the game, JoJo? It really was the perfect kind of storm, and that's not to use like a bad pun either. Like it was awesome, and I was just happy that, throughout the entire game, like, Kentucky was pretty much in control. It was a fun game. It was a fun game. Some of those Missouri games weren't always fun, but five in a row now.
Yeah, but I knew after that Georgia game that this – I knew after the Georgia game that Kentucky Wildcats shouldn't be slept on, man. When they held Georgia to 0 points in the half, that was a great game.
That was major.
That was major. Like, it was a lot of people that thought we was going to get blown away.
Right.
And I feel like those guys definitely – was showing some fight in that game.
If I do recall, JD, wasn't Missouri like your best? Wasn't that your coming out party?
Yeah. My freshman year under Joker Phillips.
Yeah. So that was a Joker game?
Yep, it was a Joker game.
Oh, man.
Sadly, we did not win that game, unfortunately, but I did have two interceptions on back-to-back drives.
I think that was the only picks we had that entire season, too.
Yep, it was. So I was a freshman that year, and, yeah, so – Third and short, third and medium. He threw me a gift. The first one was a gift. I was just in the right place at the right time. And then we end up not scoring, punting the ball. First play on the next drive. And then I caught a fade route I ended up diving for. I made a great play on that. And I was upset because I really couldn't enjoy it because we lost the game. Even though, you know, me and myself, like, I played a pretty good game. It just didn't feel good because we lost. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, it was a good game, though.
The secondary right now, Kentucky secondary, I think it's safe to say biggest surprise of the year. Everybody going into it was wondering, what is this secondary going to look like? You lose all five starters.
Right. That is major because we really lost a bunch of talent in the secondary.
It's like NFL, like Lonnie and Josh were trading jerseys in London.
Right.
Which is pretty wild.
Which is amazing.
Mike's been starting like the entire year at Tampa Bay.
They love Mike. They absolutely love Mike. And they should. Mike is he's one of those players who just has a nose for the football. I mean, some things you can't teach, and Mike has that. I mean, he has great football awareness. His hands are, I mean, amazing. He's a playmaker. I mean, he's
good in the run game too.
He is. He sniffs it out. He knows what opens the hit because he really plays a big role in figuring out their entire defense.
Right now, UK's pass defense, though, without all of those dudes, guess where it's ranked in the SEC right now, Austin McGinnis? UK's pass defense.
It should be like
first.
Two.
What was this in like? I know we haven't gave up many passing touchdowns.
This is passing yards per game.
Per game?
Yes. Where does UK rank in the SEC?
Fourth.
I'm going to just say first. That's why I said it.
I think Chuck looked it up.
Yeah, that's
Chuck, you've been on your phone
the whole
time.
He's been on his phone the whole time. He's giving everybody else hell. He was on
He's been he's been DMing Max Duffy telling him how good he is.
You got to look up
Kentucky is third in the SEC in pass defense right now. They're only giving up .80.5.
That .5 is important. I think if we could get rid of that .5, then we would probably be 7-2 or whatever.
It would be second if you got rid of the .5 because Alabama's 180.1. Wow. So your pass defense.
See, I knew that .5 was important. Yeah. You know, I'm just kind of a stats guy like that.
But you are.
Sure. If there's one thing we know about Austin McGinnis, big stats.
Big stats guy.
Facts. Big
next
facts.
Gen stats at me, bro.
AWS. But – that and there's that other stat too that you brought up earlier. They've given up, I think, 4 pass touchdowns all year.
Yeah, they've like none, which is kind of crazy.
That is crazy, especially in the SEC. As much as the team passed the ball,
right?
Like this just as far as football as a whole, as much as it's more of a passing type of a game, that is amazing.
The guy who I knew coming into this year that Brandon Echols was going to be a dog. Like you could just. When they would do one-on-ones, he could line up with Lynn and keep up with it.
Right.
And like, if you can keep up with Lynn, you're going to be good. Who's been the nicest surprise for you in that secondary so far, JD?
I would probably say Jordan Griffin, only because I say that, and it's not really much more of what he's doing as far as on the field. Off the field, like, he's such a student of the game, and he teaches those young guys a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, he really does. Like, when I talk to Seb, because I talk to these guys, you know, throughout the week just to see where their heads are as far as the game goes. And he always tells me, oh, me and JG, we're going to hit
know what I'm saying, get some film. We're going to do some work after practice. Like, Jordan is committed to making sure he understands his role as far as the defense goes. He might not be the best defender out there, but he is one of the best at studying the game and making sure guys know what they're doing.
And keeping those guys on their P's and Q's. Does a great job. I'm sure that you all had to keep those guys. So, wait. Were you all same class?
Yep. Well, I came in a year before him.
Okay.
And then I
redshirted.
So we had
and then you had
Austin McGinnis in the same class, but he had redshirted your freshman year.
Yeah, I redshirted. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's
gotcha.
Why he stayed.
Yeah, but, yeah, we left together. Me and JoJo did.
JoJo, did you give Austin a hard time because he was a kicker?
Oh, no. I always show Austin support.
I only gave him a hard time when he came to that pool. we was on that pool table a lot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Were you hustling him?
I wouldn't say all that.
It's that like Austin. Game room. Austin was a kicker, but he wasn't a kicker, you know. Like,
okay,
I was a cool food. Kicker.
Nah, for real, Austin. Hey, the way you would think a kicker would be off the field, Austin is the opposite.
So the one problem though, Austin, is Max Duffy's trying to take your throne as the cool kicker at Kentucky.
That's all right because he's like 37. So I'm not even like offended, you know.
Oh, he gonna get you on that.
No, I
hey,
love Max.
Shout out to Strong Auto, man. Yeah, I didn't say that.
Shout out to Strong Auto.
But listen, I tell Max that. Every time I see him, he's the most. You don't know that beer commercial, right? With the most interesting man in the world. That's Max. Max is the most interesting man in the world. Yes, Max needs to be. That's his commercial.
Except like
that.
Foster's though, because Australian. You know?
Yeah, he's really made a brand for himself with the post game comments about the beer and like the. I'm like. Yeah, like I don't even.
What
I wasn't even old enough to drink at that point in my career.
Happened?
Like,
yeah, I gotta feel
they,
me in.
They interviewed him after he ran that fake punt, and he's like, "I just need a beer." Like, they're like, "What were you? You know, what were you thinking, or what do you want to do after the game?" He's like, "Just give me a beer, mate. I'll be all right." I'm a bit sore.
You know,
Max Strong. That's why I was laughing so hard when you said Strong Auto.
Oh my God! Hey, I apologize, man.
Hey, we'll cut that. We'll cut that out. We'll cut that out.
Week, man.
Tell the video guy to cut that out.
Too, man.
Shout out to all the kickers.
Shout out to all the kickers, man.
Oh
man! Don't you try to blind me with your light?
But Max, I've been waiting for Max to pull a fake all year, and he finally got one, and it parted like the Red Sea.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
He didn't even have to make a decision because the first decision, he looked up and he's got a guy right in his face because he's got to roll a little bit to the right to punt, and there's a guy right there. So he tucks it, jukes him, takes another look up, and then there's just no one. He's like, well, I got to run it now. I'll look like an idiot if I punt it.
True.
So it just worked out really well.
He
took advantage of it, and it was big. It kind of just sealed off the win, didn't let him get close, and thank God we finally played a backup quarterback that wasn't better than the first string.
Well, that is true.
I think that really helped. Didn't hurt. Didn't hurt the Wildcats that Kelly Bryant got a little dinged up there with his hamstring. So, regardless, I still think it was a good game. I'm interested in this Tennessee game. I feel like I'm just rambling now.
Well, it's fun for you to ramble. But I think the kicking game, it's going to play a big role because Juwan Jennings is a stud. Tennessee, very good at returning punts with Juwan Jennings.
Yeah.
And Max can just kick it away from him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about our punting game at all. It's been tremendous all year long.
I mean, he's probably one of the best punters.
He's a professional. He was a pro athlete before this.
Our punter,
he played a couple games. So, yeah, I mean – I have no worries in him. I mean, the
coverage,
field goal kicking.
The coverage is the only thing I would say that has to be on point. His kicking is going to be there. It has been there all year. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah,
yes.
Didn't he mess up his average with the shank, though?
He did, but he's still
number one?
He's still like two or three.
He's been
that good. I mean, all year.
He's had like 7-yard punts. Like, I feel like he's definitely had one over 70 and then something close.
Right. So he's been doing a great
job. What I think is most impressive is the 70-yarder that he had. He was rolling right.
Kicked it left.
And kicked it left. Like to the
That's
other
impressive.
Side. How
does that happen?
Yeah, and he can kick it away from him. Okay, hit me.
When it comes to the average for punts, do they include punts that are
Yes.
Yes. That they include
ball
everything.
To foot punt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they still count it.
But they do keep it as a stat, really like inside the 20 and stuff.
That would be for the brand if it was like, hey, only count this one. I'm backed up. I'm going to let it rip.
But he did. So right now he's second in the country by 0.24 yards per punt.
Wow.
With the
shame. I hope that he gets to go to like the Ray Guy Award and go through that whole thing. Uh-huh. That would be cool.
The guy who's first is the dude from Texas A&M. Y'all remember that game last year where they were just freaking booming them back and forth?
Yeah.
SEC, they know their punters. I'm pretty sure he's an Aussie too.
I think he's just an average white guy.
I'm just guessing right now. You were a semifinalist. I don't think you ever got the finalist.
No, I was just a semifinalist, yeah.
No, wait. JD, you did return punts though, right?
Yeah, but I didn't really get a chance to win any of the game. I returned kickoffs.
Kickoffs. Yeah. Okay. Because I was going to say.
Punt return, we're talking about Charles Walker.
Charles, too slow for kick return, though.
Hey, I was back there.
He was back there.
Were you like that last line?
The last two guys. Yeah. We kind of did a little different.
Yeah, we had. Fast guy, JoJo. Oh, that was the one in Boom. It was what was that? Vandy, I want to say.
Yeah.
It was a home game. Yeah, we did the reverse. Right. Yeah, we had off returner and the main guy.
Charles.
Yeah. So Boom
like
was
in front
the
of
main
your mouth.
Returner. I was off returner, so he would follow me. And now they just have the one back there.
Sure. I think it's better. Yeah, folks, we're dealing with some tech issues too. Yeah,
so
it's making things a little bit wonky, but we're figuring out through it. Yeah, you're fine, Chuck. Yeah, you're good. It got a little quiet for a second. I was a little worried. I wanted people to hear you talking about how you were lead blocking for people.
About how I was the best kick returner in the nation. Yeah. I had a bunch of touchdowns, right?
Yeah. With the orange tie.
The thing is,
what time?
So Missouri game, Cats get the win. Bowden gets 200 on the ground. Is an absolute.
I'm extremely proud of him.
Beast.
He's number one. Right. I seen that on Twitter.
Colin Hill had like a 196 yard game, but yeah, most in a game so far this year. And I think this now begs the question. Who is the best Wildcat quarterback to play Wildcat quarterback? Or Benny Snell? I don't know. But many people are saying that JoJo Kemp was the GOAT.
It's tough. No, for real.
He was
JoJo is the founder. He introduced the fan base to the Wildcat. You could just stay in the Wildcat all game and dominate.
Like, you know where the ball is coming. You know what's the run. He's not throwing the ball. And, I mean.
What was it, that South Carolina game? They couldn't see him behind the line of scrimmage. He was hiding back there.
Just squatting behind so nobody.
That's a good tactic, though.
It was.
Well, Lynn looks like a quarterback back there.
Yeah.
I'm extremely proud of Lynn. Because you got to understand.
Lynn
got
more options than I did. Everybody in the world knows.
Oh, it was the
yeah. He wasn't.
I remember I threw my first pass.
They didn't change.
That was my first interception.
You did throw it. It went in the game.
I threw an interception in the game.
Yeah.
I remember,
the next game after South Carolina.
Yeah. It was like Vandy or something, I want to say.
LSU the very next week. So they just said we want to throw it.
No, that was Charlotte. Yes. It was a Charlotte game.
Charlotte.
You sure?
No.
I don't know. No, before LSU, it was I can spend it for the first half of LSU game. So it was Monroe.
It's Monroe.
Louisiana Monroe.
We wanted to throw it.
Just to get it on tape.
Yeah, just to get it on tape.
And he threw a pick.
And I mean, I forgot. And I'm going. I don't forgot that you allowed to throw the ball out of bounds. Like, it was so many people.
Like, why just thought he just threw it?
And it was just like,
just close your eyes.
Go
and
get
pray.
It. Go get it.
I did that in a spring game one time. Snap at the ground, and I just tossed it up to no one, bro. They're like, "What are you doing? Like, we're not running fire. It's a spring game."
But no, I'm extremely proud of Lynn, the way he's handling this.
His
right
pass attempts look a little bit better. JoJo's out there looking like Sam Darnold, shot putting it.
Even if no. What happened at JoJo was they didn't change the offense for him. You know, if they would have tailored the offense like they did Lynn, sure. then he would have been fine. But we hadn't evolved to that
only
yet.
Had two plays out of the Wildcat. Everybody else got options. They got a chance to put another running back there. They're allowed to do the re-option with the Wildcat.
They're doing like Jets with Josh Ali.
Joe was catch and go.
It was
catch and hit the hole.
Power right, power left.
That's it. Joe left.
Joe is it. Go.
Oh, you can throw somebody in motion if you want it.
But you ain't got to. You ain't got to. If you forget, it's okay. Just run the ball.
Who is the quarterback that you were coming in? Was that when Max was hurt?
Nah, that's Steve.
Pat. Okay. Because, hey, just keep running it. If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
I would never. Listen, when he scored, I was like, he was trying to just try another field. I done grabbed him. I'm pulling him. I'm like, Jim, Gabe, give him some water. We got to get him back out there. I'm tired, man. But keep running.
They thought I was hurt, but I was really tired.
Just tired.
We just need a break.
We ran that play a bunch.
Get the TV timeout
back, out here. Back to back. It wasn't like we ran Wildcat, then threw Pat back a quarterback and ran something. It was Wildcat. Touchdown. Wildcat. It was working.
But that was a special game.
It was.
To bring it back to now is Kentucky, they've been able to do some different stuff out of it.
Yeah.
And I think they've also not only had they built stuff week by week, but I think they've saved a lot of it because it was raining so bad.
Yeah. For sure.
They couldn't throw it.
It's a lot of stuff. There's a lot more stuff they're doing out of it.
The thing that I want to see, though, I want to see us do a little bit more pulling guards. I want to see Stenberg get on that edge and just destroy some people.
A lot more counters and stuff like that.
I saw a fake counter. Yeah, it was a fake pull. He went like he was pulling, it was like a zone read going right. He acted like he was pulling, then he countered and went left and was the lead blocker. It was dirty. Dirty. Because everybody went with it. The linebackers, all their keys were, zone right. They're pulling. Wow. It's going to be power. And just, done for.
Yeah, shout out to, Coach Grant and Coach Henshaw, man. Those guys are really creative, man.
They used to kill us in practice. Like, with those trick plays, you got to be on your P's and Q's.
That's what makes me excited, though, because I think they've saved a lot up for this Tennessee game. There was a lot they were stuck with Lynn. They were like, all right, it's raining. We got to worry about ball security. So they called a couple deep shots. One of them worked. Bryce Oliver went up and got a 44-yarder. Mm-hmm. Glad that they were like, hey, they're going to safety out. Let's pick on them.
Well, glad they put freshman. Bryce Oliver back in the game and decided to throw to him again.
That's your guy.
Well, he goes over the top of guys. He makes catches. He's good.
He's like Ahmad Wagner, but not like 6'8".
He's like
just jumps up and goes and gets it.
Yeah.
He's a hooper, too. You ever seen highlights of him playing basketball?
I hooped with him at the Johnson.
Really? Okay. Because he gets up.
I don't know. This is before the season.
Yeah, before the season.
You got to have your priorities in order, for sure.
I don't see JoJo as much of a hooper.
Listen to me. He's going to hide behind screens, and he's going to shoot the three.
And just go from three-point line to three-point line.
He's going to hide behind. If he ain't got the shot, he's going to pass. He don't want it. If he got the shot, it's going up. It's going up.
The last time we played.
You hit two game winners, didn't you? Or you hit one game
winner. Yeah, I hit a game winner before I walked out.
I told him to shoot it because it was time to go. I'm like, yo, shoot. He caught it. He shot, and it was game.
It's game. Cannot make this up, Nick.
These are facts. These are facts.
I asked John Young if he is a big basketball guy.
Lynn.
John Young, not a basketball guy. Lynn Bowden, though, big basketball guy.
Listen, ask Lynn about me.
Landon, not a basketball guy. Lynn.
Ask Lynn about me.
Landon's feet, not very light. Lynn. So, all right. So, what, would you all go one-on-one, at the Johnson?
We played 5-on-5. We'd go because I'm a huge supporter of the girls' basketball team. They play in the night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Mount St. Mary's.
Yeah,
we're just going to say they got to win.
Yeah. So, my best friend, Jada Roper, she's this her senior, so –
we used to go to the gym and, you know, play with them sometimes, play a little pickup.
Right.
So I invited Lynn. I mean, Lynn was doing – he was doing good. He's a great basketball player, for real. But I had the Kyrie. Ooh. Ooh. He almost fell.
Almost?
Oh, man. He was like, man, you have to do me like that. My bad. But no, man, I love playing with Lynn. He's real good. He's an athlete.
He's only like 5'10", maybe.
But he's real explosive.
He played in like the Ohio All-Star game, and they got like highlights of him dunking in warm-ups. I could never do that. I don't know if it was – I don't get that. Is it because you can't grab the ball or something?
Nah, you can do that.
But the ball's already above the rim, so you just have to come down and take it up and over.
I never understood that. I struggle to grab it, so I would have to two-hand dunk it. I don't think I can.
You put it above the rim, you know I got it.
There was clips when he was being recruited. He doesn't have to do that.
One-hand slam. I'm pretty sure. No, I've seen him windmill before.
Yeah,
he's very explosive. He's very athletic.
The most fun person to watch dunk, though, was Nick Haynes.
Nick Haynes.
He was still,
oh, my God.
Like,
huge.
Big time.
Nick is so – he is so nice in basketball. Like, so nice. Like, he's a big guard.
Yeah.
Even though he was bigger, he wasn't in the post when he hooped with us at all.
He's windmilling at, like,
he's
260.
Nick's bringing the ball up the court. And if you in a way, like, I hope you got your feet in the ground because he got handles. He can shoot. He's real smooth. He's a nice player.
We had a bunch of guys that was nice.
Oh.
I cannot imagine Bud being coordinated on a basketball court, though.
All he did was catch the ball and dunk it. He ain't shooting it. He was Dwight Howard out there. He going to catch it. He going to dunk on you. Like, we had a bunch of guys that were actually pretty good in basketball. Josh is good in basketball. We actually played Estate 2009. Well, 2010 at Ruck.
Bud is about to get paid.
Oh, my God.
He's had like two or three strip sacks. Like every time the thing was, too, is some Steelers fans were like, should we have wasted a first round pick on this guy? I don't know about him, but he has been crushing it lately. And I think right now there are I think Bud, Josh, and Za'Darius. Am I missing one? But they're all in the top 12 in the NFL in sacks.
Yeah,
Bud, Josh,
going crazy.
Josh
got like 7 right now.
Yeah, he got like 7.
And I think
he tied with Bosa.
Yeah. And Bosa, get the hell out of here. I'm tired of Bosa's. Just.
When he slid the ball, that wasn't going to be sick. After one of their sacks, playing that
rain
game.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
No, I like how he caught that pick. No, I like how he caught that pick. Y'all seen he caught that pick?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was incredible. Yeah.
How crazy. Like, Ohio State had him and Chase. If Bosa would have played last year, they had him and Chase Young.
Wow.
Dude, Chase Young. Like, Josh was doing some crazy stuff last year. Chase Young's like, I need to be in New York for the Heisman ceremony. Good.
Yeah.
And they were off last week. There was a lot of teams off in college football.
Yeah, my parents are not my parents. One of my best friends is getting married this weekend. And, you know, obviously, the Cats are playing. You got LSU, Bama. And the husband's a big, the fiance is a big football fan. He looked at his wife and said, why don't we get married last weekend? She's looking at him like, really? Like, you're going to say that the week of all day?
Hey, it's a good point, though. There was a lot of teams off last week, and there are – yeah, it would have been the perfect time. LSU-Bama, though, big game.
Without Tua, big storyline there.
I was confused by that time, too. I was extremely confused.
Tua's going to be back, though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think it's a game day decision, right?
I don't know.
I think they're saying he's going to be back.
I'll be damned if he looks like himself, though.
Yeah,
I guess they'll drug him up. But, I mean, shit, to get surgery on your ankle and then two and a half weeks later go play.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, you're from Bama, correct, Austin? Give or take, Bama-ish?
Yeah.
Do they hate Auburn or LSU more?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the rivalry with Auburn. But there's also been a – it's different than the rivalry with LSU.
Just I mean, because of like the how
the proximity, like Auburn's right there. I mean, your neighbors and relatives, and you run into all Auburn fans. You don't run into any LSU fans in Alabama, but ever since, you know, their classic like 6-9 score game and right. them playing back to back.
I feel like now it's definitely because it's been recent, but just the what the games have meant in recent years for the LSU was like the Auburn game. I mean, how many times are both teams still undefeated, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's mostly just Auburn trying to ruin Bama's.
Yeah.
Season. I mean, there's still been some good games there. Like, Auburn did win the Natty in 11
and
the kick six to knock off Alabama.
That was awesome.
Man, that was
but
that
was
this
wild. LSU game has just been outstanding year in and year out. And it's renewed now with how good LSU's offense is. It'll be probably more exciting.
I like their quarterback.
Joe Burrow. I really want LSU to win.
He's real good. I like him.
I want the Saints to take Joe Burrow to take over after Drew Brees.
Really?
Yeah, they better keep Teddy.
What? Teddy, you see what he's been doing? You can't knock Teddy now.
No, yeah. Right. I mean, he did good, but, like,
paid.
I don't know if you get
paid so much money.
He is. He set himself up real nice.
Yeah. 5-0 whenever
Brees
is on.
I mean, you can't knock that. I mean, it's 5-0 in NFL, like, as a starter, you know.
Speaking of that school that we don't
want to
talk about, their other quarterback.
Listen, the GOAT. The man beat the GOAT.
Yeah. You talking about Baltimore?
We talking about Lamar Jackson. You know who we talking about. Yes. Yeah, he is
another game, and somebody sick. they had a defensive player named Lamar Jackson.
He's literally the one of the most like phenomenal and fascinating people to watch in NFL right now.
We was watching him on what?
It's so good not to have to like cheer against him too.
Listen, I've embraced it as this. Like, he came from a school in Kentucky, you know. Yeah. Well, while he was at the school in Kentucky, you know, L's down for sure. But, I mean, you have to give credit where credit's due. That man.
So, was that your all's senior day, the Lamar party, when Josh threw it out of the – or were you already gone?
No. That was my junior year, Josh senior year.
Josh threw it out, like
– we didn't win that one.
We didn't win. That was
Lamar's game.
That was his game. And it's crazy because, like, if you go back to the – I mean, to any time we take a quarterback out of the game – their backup literally destroys us.
That what happened?
Oh, we're notorious.
That what happened? I think was that
Teddy. It happened with Teddy. It happened with the Missouri's quarterback. It happened. Yes.
Yep.
Oh,
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida.
Like, yeah. Literally, like every time we take a quarterback out of the game, they
that's
back.
Yes. That's what y'all saying.
Well, that's why I made the joke at the beginning that finally we got a backup quarterback that wasn't better than the starter.
He had a good drive too, but then on the fourth down. He played like a backup and had a slant and just threw it behind the receiver.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
He wasn't ready for the moment. You could kind of tell.
Yeah.
Which was good for us.
All right. So I got a random question for y'all because Lynn came to the podium today. He was rocking his bowl ring.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear the big rings out casually, JoJo?
Actually, I just had mine on today.
So, yes.
On a different count, yes.
So it's not just like a special occasion thing?
No. It just all depends on how I'm feeling. Like, I love my bowl ring, man. I know what it took to get it, and especially being in a place like, you know, Kentucky, like, you have to, you know, wear it proud, man. You came a long way. You came a long way in it.
If I had one, I would wear it more than – like, I can't say nothing, so I got to ask you all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get it. For sure. I don't wear all my accomplishments are at my great grandmother's house. They're all in big hole. She has everything is there for that purpose.
Like a shrine.
Literally. Like my jerseys are in the frame, like my high school rings, bowl ring. I mean, any of my accomplishments because, I mean, where I'm from, I'm like the first out of like my family to go to college, to graduate college, play football, like
she's
all
got
that,
your, like tassel and everything.
Yeah, so it's a big deal, and she takes pride in like she makes sure that when we come over and we have family over, they know like this is her baby. This is what he did. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I send everything to my great grandmother, and she just adds it to everything else.
That's awesome.
Austin, you wear yours?
I've only seen you wear your wedding ring around. I don't think I've ever seen you wear
it. Yeah, it took me everything just to wear this. Like, I just can't keep jewelry on. Like,
you're not a big jewelry guy.
I'll wear, like, a, you know, like a Livestrong type bracelet for, like, a week, and then
it's
done. I'll just take it off, yeah.
I've never was a band guy, but I've had the JP and Charmin on one for since whatever that was.
Yeah, that lasted. I think I wore that one 3 weeks. Was like a big accomplishment.
See,
for me.
A new milestone.
But yeah, I don't know. I
not
just can't keep
guy.
Anything on. Not a jewelry guy.
Charles Flash over here. No. Yeah, but you gotta show off the
Charles
off
Diamonds
the
dancing.
Over.
No, hey, Joe, don't let him disrespect our bowl game. He's degrading us. You don't act like 10 wins is better than 7 wins. Like, what kind of logic is that?
Last year was Music City Bowl. What y'all got for that?
Oh, we got a diamond necklace.
That was like the first year that it was like.
We got a new Ferrari.
So what did you guys get? Bobble
and
head?
It was a 2-point.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, we got the Louisville ring. That was the year before.
That was the year before.
Yeah. Wait. So we didn't get his ring this last year, did we? The Music City Bowl.
No, we didn't get it.
I didn't. Yeah, know I got that. A grill.
Speaking of bobblehead, you came. Tom, Coach Stu, somebody, man. You guys stole my bobblehead. I still ain't get my bobblehead.
I got my
bobblehead.
He be bobbling along.
And I know
along,
my bobblehead somewhere in that facility. I'm going to find it. So,
did y'all ever get anything good out of the bowl stuff? Because, like, I mean, my brother would get, like, sunglasses.
Y'all didn't get nothing?
What? I got good things.
Like, what did y'all get?
Yes.
We had the bowl suite where you got like, 8 points. And the big thing.
Yeah. It's like you had like
what
tier
did you guys
gets.
Got? Like PlayStations and Xbox and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, you could have got one of those for like 6 points.
Yeah.
Those were good.
So would you.
And then instead of a bowl ring after we didn't win, they just had another gift suite and you got 4 additional points or something like that.
And then what it was? Like what? Key, like a DVD player?
Like, yeah, a DVD player.
Alexa, play It's a Party. They got the Alexa Google.
Yeah. I got a recliner and a grill.
Oh.
A grill?
Yeah.
That's
like,
pretty awesome.
What type of grill?
A Traeger.
I thought you meant some bling bling.
If they would have had the grill, I probably would have had it. You know what I'm saying?
He's not your average kicker, I tell you.
But I thought it was good. I mean, I can't imagine you go to 5 years of a bowl game like at Alabama. Like, you probably got.
Yeah.
I mean, that's thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
You know that sure. At places like that, too, they're going to be a little bit like nicer gifts, too.
Oh, yeah.
Bigger bowls.
Well, I think you get.
We got a watch, ring, bobblehead,
ring,
glasses.
But how could you complain when we got that per diem?
Oh, yeah, that per diem. Well, yeah. What did I get?
Ooh. Like, we had never been to a bowl game, so we had never gotten all that extra stuff.
Yeah.
We definitely needed
that. I'm not going to lie. That week, I was in heaven.
Me too. Rose warm outside in Florida.
Oh, hey, that's where y'all stayed. Y'all stayed, like, right next to it.
It's
which,
TPC
by the way,
Sawgrass.
That's where a lot of bowl projections are going back to the Gator Bowl. So
that's
for guys
good.
Like Calvin Taylor, TJ Carter, who played good in that game, they could get some Gator Bowl vengeance.
Yeah. We need another bowl game win. That'd be huge.
Huge.
Gator Bowl is the kind of – not the ceiling, but Gator and Outback are very much in play because – yes, Outback Tampa. It's because Missouri's got a bowl ban. There can be 2 SEC teams in the playoff. So we want to get as many teams, SEC teams in the playoff.
Right.
And then they just start running out of SEC teams for them to go to bowls. So you got to bring them along. Bring them along. So I would much rather be in Florida than in Nashville. That game in Nashville was so cold.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'd be Vaseline'd up out there.
JoJo's got the – you're not SoFlo, though, but you're still Florida. You don't mess with cold.
Yeah, I don't mess with cold at all.
DeLand, right?
Yeah, DeLand.
Bad to see. You like that? You ever heard that one before?
No,
never heard that one before. Wait, what school is in that town? Is
Stetson.
It, Stetson
University.
My sisters would play. They played in that conference.
Okay.
And my parents like going to Deland.
Okay. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
You always pass it on the way to
right
Orlando,
near
too.
Daytona.
Yeah, Daytona. 10 minutes from Daytona.
More you know. Look at this. We're just getting our Florida geography in. All right. So Tennessee.
Ooh, Tennessee.
Shout out to Chuck with the orange tie.
Orange tie, yeah.
Orange tie game.
He came ready.
We
didn't know all that. Get him. Everybody gets a kid on.
Get on Chuck's head.
Pants. I remember what made me hate Tennessee. What was the part, Joe? Like, was there a game or there a moment where you were like, all right, I cannot stand Tennessee anymore? Was there one thing in particular, or is it just because, like, it's Tennessee, they're right next to us, and it's one of the last games of the year, we got to beat them?
I don't think it was any particular moment where I said I hate it.
I got one moment Tennessee. That I could think of.
I think I just kind of
– I want to see if mine's the
same
as yours.
Being here so long
it
and seeing
be.
The way
– You just embrace it.
Yeah, being ran, it kind of just got brought on to me, you know, so – If these people hate you, and we supposed to hate you, I hate you. That's just like the Louisville. Like, I don't personally, I don't have nothing wrong with them, but
I
know that's a rivalry. So, like, I hate Louisville.
Yeah, I do too.
It's not like that's how the worst things in the world have happened. Just tell me who to hate, and you just hate them.
Yeah,
Especially when that fight got happened before the game. I think it was like, I think that was
2015.
So like Bidette.
No,
2014.
You're talking about at Louisville?
At Louisville?
Yeah, that's when Brez.
And that was a funny week for Brez. You know, him and Coach Merrill ain't got into it early that week. That was twice. Oh, my God. Coach Merrill threw the basketball at him. That was the funniest video ever. So – all the coaches went to the Johnson and played basketball.
Uh-huh.
And they was trying to show, like, videos, like, of them, like, being, like, competitive and, you know, just trying to get us amped up. It was the funniest video ever because Perez fouled Coach Mero. And Coach Mero threw the ball at him. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
I'm just trying to imagine him – just running up and down the court.
It was so funny.
But I know he went to college to play basketball.
Yeah,
he was a quarterback. He could sling it. Brez.
Yeah, Brez.
Oh, Brez was.
Brez was like a quarterback for like.
And I'm sure like all of them too, they're all really competitive.
Yeah,
so
every
like
now and then.
Everybody, yes, you have to be competitive. Like,
from top to bottom.
Come on, man. Like everybody.
From top to
that's
bottom.
That's just the environment, what you get.
And Brez, like, either stole it from him or kind of
blocked him
a little bit.
He
got
a foul.
You found me, Brez. You found me.
Like,
you didn't found me.
Hey, you right. Yeah. I found you.
Yeah, I found you, man. I'm sorry. But
dude, you found me.
But going back to your question about Tennessee, at first I would say that it was kind of just one of those things. When you get here, these are rivalry. This rivalry game, you're supposed to hate these people.
Right.
BBN hates them, so we hate them.
Right. Yeah.
And then I want to say it was 2015 or 16. They came. It's probably like 32 degrees outside, and they came outside with their shirts off trying to intimidate us.
Ooh. Bro, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Yes.
Dude, I ain't gonna lie. I felt like kind of like.
I guess.
Bro, it's like they try to punk us. Yeah. It's like
they like it's 32 degrees outside. We come outside, you know, with our cutoffs on or our long sleeve on because it's cold outside. They came out with their shirts off trying to intimidate us.
All of them. Like every position group started warming up shirtless.
I'm like, I feel
that is
tried.
The moment I hated Tennessee,
yeah, like,
bro. That is exactly what I was going to say.
Yes, that's exactly when I started hating Tennessee.
I mean,
it was like such a punk move. Like they were like up like dancing.
Yeah, you guys right.
The whole team wasn't out there.
I felt tried. Yeah. I felt tried. We when it was a special, we was out there. It was just a special team.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just seen. I was like, "What in the world? Like, really?
Yeah."
That's the lamest thing I've ever heard. And that was probably Butch Jones too, right?
He's
trying to do some
like
champion of life stuff.
I guess so.
Like, we're gonna be hard. We're gonna show them how we do it in Tennessee football.
Yeah. Hey,
they did beat us
like
that game.
Jones
that pissed me off
that's
even more.
I mean. I mean, you look who they had, though.
It's a lot of teams that they had? I do have a couple of teams in mind that did some things where it just made me hate them. Like
Louisville number one.
I can't even watch them on the TV because I just
like
I just don't like
who can you not watch because you just can't stand them.
Louisville number one for me. I'm sorry.
I don't like Mississippi State. I don't like Mississippi State. Like, I think the whole cowbells thing, I think it's so, like
– it's so annoying.
It's annoying.
Like, I don't even want milk. Like, it's so, like, pointless. Like, why are they allowed to have cowbells?
It's annoying.
Like, why? Like, it's cowbells. Like,
I don't know. It's annoying, though. I'm not a fan.
Like, that is so annoying.
But yeah. I've always hated Louisville, even when I was in high school. Because we had to play a Louisville team to go to state. So –
yeah, because you were Tillman, correct?
Correct, yeah. So we had to play.
But I did hear the Louisville high school teams were beating everybody in the state.
We beat them. I got a ring out of it. I got a ring over here. So I got two rings.
We got a St. Ed's guy in here.
Yeah. We never played St. Ed's. We played like Louisville Central. Yeah.
Oh, yo. Okay.
So it was 3A. So I had Louisville Central. We played them like in the regional championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then we play like Louisville Ballard in basketball, stuff like that, PRP,
right,
and stuff like that. And track Louisville Central as well.
And Josh Forrest was at Tillman with you too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Me and Josh have been playing together since we was.
So you're
lost every game.
Yeah.
You a lie? Don't do that. Nah, we was nice. But Josh was at Me and Josh was at receiving safety. He was on one side. I was on the other side on offense, and then we was both in safety on defense.
They were losing every game.
You said what? We won state. I got rings.
He's over here chirping.
Big rings.
JoJo talking trash? Never.
I got some big rings.
Absolutely never.
I got some big rings, man.
So
shout out to Tillman.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to plug my
Tennessee hate moment, though, was way back in 07 when Wona Sieber got a field goal blocked in the second overtime. It was like 20 degrees outside. It was a game winner. All he had to do was hit like a little chip shot. It gets blocked. We ended up losing in, I think, four overtimes. It was absolutely brutal.
Wow.
And it's almost like the Cowbells, JoJo, where the Rocky Top song is just nonstop. It is the worst. In Neyland Stadium, too, that place, just like, y'all haven't probably been inside, like, walking around. Getting around it is awful because it's really old and they've just kind of built on.
I like how, they have a huge stadium. I like that. I like playing in it where I feel like it's a big, big moment. Like, they have, because they have a lot of
feels like people are kind of on top of you.
It feels like a Coliseum, like old Rome Coliseum.
The old brick
like,
and stuff, too.
Well, I mean, because everywhere you look, it's just people.
It's huge.
It's just a big bowl of people. And it gets loud there.
They're all wearing that stupid color that Charles insisted on wearing.
It's been like one of the loudest games.
I will say this on Charles' behalf because he came here with an orange tie on. Orange is my favorite color. Not Tennessee orange, but orange is my favorite color.
See, and that's the thing that has to be clear, though, is Tennessee orange is
different.
It's a different kind of ugly.
I don't like that.
It's like highlighter, but not all the way.
Yeah. Like, you don't know what type of orange you want to be.
It's
dark or light orange.
Yeah, that's more.
That's like poop orange.
Why is that like tea orange?
What kind of orange is that? What kind of orange is that?
It's got like a little brownish in it.
Poop orange?
You got CJ Johnson in here or something?
Poop Johnson. Shout out to that man, CJ Poop Man Johnson. Poop Man. All right,
just to switch it up. So is it a team that you guys like even more that when you played against them? Like made you, just being – in the stadium, being in their locker room, being in their whole environment, that you even respect even more because you played against them. Because when we was talking about teams that we don't like made you hate more,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about teams that like I used to watch on TV or used to play with on a video game, and now that I actually played against them, like it wasn't so bad after all. Like
Alabama
for sure.
Alabama was probably like one of the. It was. By far, one of the toughest games that I mean, physically, because we had a lot of injuries on both sides. Even the Alabama guys was tweeting out that was a tough game, which I had a whole new respect for them. They didn't do anything dirty. It wasn't a lot of trash.
The hospitality was nice.
Yeah, like they treated you well, and I mean, granted, they gonna treat you well because they beating everybody.
Was Florida like that for you?
Oh no.
Nah. Oh no, nah, I hate
because I didn't know if it would be like a. Because you grew up not far from it. I didn't know if it would be like a hate thing or like a –
that's probably one of the hardest places to play.
I forgot about Florida, man. Florida even. So that's another team. So it's like Mississippi State. Like, I used I didn't have a problem with them, but when I started playing them, I disliked them even more just because, like, I don't like the hospitality in that stadium. Like, they first of all, the stands are way too close
to
the bench.
Way too close.
And
it gets personal.
They just get away with just too much.
Hey, you know they changed that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They pushed it back a little bit?
No. They put your own fans behind your bench now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, that's better. See, I didn't
know
that.
Yeah,
so when
we was over by the entrance.
Jay Jones got in a little spat.
So when Kentucky won in the Swamp last year, it was all blue behind the bench. So they didn't have to deal with what we had to deal with.
Y'all see what happened? Y'all see what happened?
I don't think they completely changed that because there was still
No, they did. It used to be like a student section.
Literally, when you reach their hand, they can touch you.
Yeah, like
I promise you.
Right now.
The coach would be bringing the board over, drawing over the plays, and then you can hear the fans like, don't listen to them.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
They were dumb.
They literally.
Even if you even look, turn your head, like you're going to get punished. Like
how close we are right now is how close
it is. And they'll lean over, and they're all stupid drunk.
And they do the little gators that right in your face. Oh, I'm like, this is annoying. Yes. Because at first, all our fans were literally like in the entrance. We ran under the tunnel. Like, they was like right there. Yes. It was just one row of like our fans.
And for the record, I've never been a Florida fan.
No, I haven't either.
For the record.
So were you a fan of any? But like, who was
Miami? That's where I'm originally from. I'm born in Miami.
Oh, okay.
You know?
That was when the U was they had that championship in 2001.
And I was just a Miami fan just because that's where I was born. My whole family is Miami fans.
Got you.
Not even converted over to blue, but you know that's here nor there. And that was my team. And like Florida, I just
Florida,
never cared for Florida.
I learned about that the fans being there because Jay Jones got into it with some fans.
Listen.
Down there.
No, they
Jones.
George, he's a wild card. He really is. But that was the game that he went out and, like, the game, like, called out a bunch of his teammates. He's like, we aren't out there tackling. We aren't there trying hard. And then it turned things around. Yeah, it was the 45-7 game. Yeah, that was an ugly game.
What was that?
That was a CBS 330 game.
That was my senior year?
Yeah, it was Uncle Vern.
For the record, that was a fumble that I picked up. Shout out to Denzel Ware. That was a sack, forced fumble. I picked up and scored. They owe us 6 points for that. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Literally, it was like a – when they called it back, it kind of like sucked the life out of us. Cause I feel like if they wouldn't have, we would have won that game. We had the momentum, and they took it.
I do remember that now. That was early, too.
Yes.
Second game of the year.
No, I'm talking about early in the game. It was like first quarter.
Yeah, and it was 0-0. And third down – Denzel come off the backside, and the projector of the ball just lets you know that it was Denzel who forced it. Like, it literally came forward, but his arm wasn't in throwing motion. It just hit out of his
the
hand.
The way he hit it.
Yeah.
They
it was a no-brainer.
Florida gets more calls than anyone.
Oh, for sure. I don't know why.
Man, they had – when they were playing South Carolina a few weeks back and Muschamp lost his mind, it was so – there was a guy running down the sideline, like, holding the back of his jersey.
Yeah.
And it's like they just didn't call anything. But you know what? Florida lost to Georgia. They can suck it. Get the hell out of here, Florida. I was so glad that they lost. Like, Georgia, I think JoJo, even though I didn't play and I wasn't in the same – I like Georgia. Like, Georgia fans are always nice. It's a really pretty campus.
Yeah,
I always have a fun time down
Georgia,
there.
Georgia, yeah, I had a good time in Georgia playing in Georgia.
Their stadium's cool. Yeah. Like, it's one of those old stadiums. So, I was happy to see them beat Florida, but I'm going to be even more happy when Kentucky hands it to Tennessee this week.
Oh, for sure.
And I think the big key to this week – so, Kentucky's had, in the last 5 weeks, two weeks have been off.
Mm-hmm.
So, it went bye week, three games, bye week.
Right.
This is Tennessee's sixth straight game.
Yeah, so I feel like they're going to be a little banged up.
Not only banged up, I know that they're riding some good momentum right now, but, like, that's got
to
be exhausting.
You need a break somewhere. Yeah, you need a break.
Yeah.
I mean, and that just goes on back to coaching. I mean, if the coach – because he has to understand it as well. Like, this is 6 weeks straight. We've been playing some tough games. You know, like, we're going hard, you know, day in and day out. He has to have built-in days where guys can just come in and, you know, and just – get their body right,
like
kind of rejuvenate. Yeah, because, I mean, this game is a lot of wear and tear on your body.
Well,
And even the guys today, they said that the first bye week was more of like a mental break, and this one was more of a physical.
Yeah.
Just because they had more time.
It kind of affects you differently over a long period of time. It could be your body that's getting the pounding, and it could be mental, you know, with just the capacity of, you know, for a quarterback, you know, he has a whole new playbook every week. You know, he got to prepare for a defense. You got a whole new defense, you know, whole 11, whole offense, whole special teams. Everything's different every week. So mentally you have to be locked in. You know, you got to – you know, like I said, like what JG does, he does a good job of mentally being locked in. He goes back, watch film, you know, and does the little things to make sure he's on point, because it plays a huge key. You know, those small keys make a big difference.
I really want to see this team – because I think mentally they will be prepared because they've had that extra week with Tennessee. But it's a matter of coming out strong, fast, because
that's always been
a very slow starting team this year.
But that's always been our Achilles heel. We always start slow. I don't know what it is. You know,
the game that won a few years ago with Steven, what was that, like 5 turnovers in that game or something?
Oh, yeah.
it was ugly.
It was.
And – because that Tennessee team bad.
Yeah, this
Tennessee team, they've been playing. They've played 3 different quarterbacks over like the last month. Kentucky's got it. This could be a big game for Boogie.
Yeah. Tennessee and UK both, I will say, have handled the adversity of having players, you know, go down. They've handled
and like their early losses. The fact that they didn't just like completely go down the crapper,
right?
Is impressive. So you got to give them that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree.
But Kentucky's got to be able to punch them in the mouth from the get-go. This is one of those start fast, finish strong.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
I think we win because we're at home. I think if it was away, I'd be questionable.
I don't think people really understand how big of a part that play. When you're playing in front of your home fans, it makes a difference.
It's going to be rowdy. It's going to be real rowdy. It's the last night game of the year.
We have some good weather, hopefully.
It's going to be cold, but good. Like low 40s, high 30s. So, you know, coat some gloves. Just fine. I know.
Come out with your shirt off. Set the tone.
Yeah. Come out with your shirt off. No shirts. You know what I'm saying? Gotta scare your defenders. Intimidate them off the bat.
Wouldn't that be awesome if the whole stadium was shirtless to start the game? Like, you come out of the tunnel and you just glance up and everyone.
Our fans would definitely do that.
Did you see the dudes that were shirtless during the Missouri game?
Yes.
Shirtless in the rain?
Shouts out to them.
Yeah.
They probably have pneumonia now, but, you know, it was
worth it. I don't want nobody getting sick out there. We understand.
Man. That last – like, we didn't have a podcast last week, and that's on me because I'm still feeling the aftermath of all of the
weather.
I've been sick, and for I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. But I've been all
That's because Mother Nature don't know what it wants to do. It's hot one day and it's cold the next day and it's rainy and cold. It's just so much. My allergies been going crazy.
That's the last time you can ever get sick before your child's born.
Yeah, I know, because babies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they
immune systems are.
They got germs and stuff too.
They don't care if you're sick.
Poop and their vomit. Yeah, so.
So yeah.
Don't care. Last full-time time job.
I milked it. I watched a lot of Home Improvement reruns. Really like that show.
I watch a lot of HGTV too.
Wilson. Yeah. And they hold up well too. You'd think for an old show it might, like, you know, might not still be funny, but still, it works well. Oh man. Cade Cunningham committed to Oklahoma State.
We didn't want him anyways.
Oh, yep, you're right. We don't talk about – we only talk about
see
basketball.
See a football player?
Vince Marrow's playing it. Or JD. Yeah, exactly. All right, so, JoJo, what do you think is going to happen against Tennessee?
I think we're going to win, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
I'm a big believer in Lynn, man. They just need to put the ball in his hands and let him do work. You know, those guys block hard. We all do the little things right. We don't kick ourselves in the foot and, you know, just go out there and play, you know, Kentucky football, and I think we'll do just fine.
I think it's going to be a win passing game. Not like they're going to have to pass it, but I think he's going to get like
a lot of passing. It's going to be a lot of passing.
Like 10 completions for 115 yards or something like that.
Okay.
Where he's going to throw it a little bit more because Tennessee, they've been really good at stopping the run lately. I think he's going to get a couple of those quick RPOs.
Yes.
Like that. That. I don't see why he would. Like, do you really? Why you need? Do you need to throw him in?
I'm a firm believer, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
With Lynn, I mean, you get it's hard to game plan against an athlete that's in your backfield. It is. Because you got to think, your D-line has to – they have passing – they have rush lanes. You have to stand at rush lane. Even if you get pushed past the quarterback, you open up a run lane. And with Lynn being the athlete that he is, I mean, he can extend the play, you know, and then you got – I mean, he has some receivers he can hit. I mean, I love when he goes – I mean, Josh Ali, he's fast. I mean, Epps, you know, those guys. You get those guys running down the sideline. I mean, it's a touchdown.
What did cross my mind, though, I talked earlier about them building on plays and packages and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I could see some sort of trick scenario where they do put Sawyer in for a trick play to throw to Lynn.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know
they
have
this
that.
Is a big trick for play sure. game.
Yeah.
Like, well, why not? It's Tennessee. What, are you saving it for the Vandy
game? You had a week to prepare for it. I mean, this is one of those games where you may see a new trick play here and there, which is an aggressive call for Coach Stoops, which I absolutely love. He's been aggressive with the play calling. You know, him and Eddie Grand this year.
Just
so.
Take the gloves off. Do what you got to do. Beat Tennessee.
That's what it's going to come down to.
Because right now, if you look back at the season, like a couple of years from now, you know, you think about the signature wins.
Yep.
Right now, beating Missouri in the rain is that, but you want to get another big one over a rival.
For sure.
And you can do that on Saturday against Tennessee, and then a win over Tennessee, then all of a sudden you're like, hey, 8-4, we can do this. Oh, we just got to beat Louisville at the end of the year, go on the road and beat Vandy, UT Martin.
You know,
a lot's in play if you go and take care of business, bring the energy from start to finish.
For sure.
And that's what it's all about.
I never thought I'd say this, but if we complete over 4 passes on Saturday night, we win the game.
Over 4.
Over that's 4. 4 is the magical number. If we get 4 completions, we win the game.
I say.
Never thought you'd hear that, did you?
I say Leon, I mean, his completion percentage, I say, is about 72%.
We need about 80 yards of passing to win this game.
I think Lynn completes 72%.
I really think we only need one to two deep balls.
Running the ball.
No.
Comes in motion.
I saw the look in Sawyer's eyes.
A wheel route to the quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the look in Sawyer's eyes last time he came on the field, and let's just say it wasn't Tom Brady's look. So,
yeah.
If – well, chill out, bro. I mean, god dang.
Still the GOAT.
Yeah, come on now.
Let's not get that confused. Tom Brady's still the GOAT.
Well, this has been pretty fun.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I wish I could hear what I was saying. I feel like
– that would be really awesome. Weird. That'd be great.
That's why I feel bad.
We normally get to hear, and then this dude, I don't know.
Go and break the equipment.
Break the equipment.
All right. To be fair, it wasn't me. We're doing a lot of podcasting now. The equipment, it's
being used a lot.
Hey.
Yeah. It's getting a little worse for the wear.
You guys need to make like –
I apologize that you're all's first experience. You didn't get to hear yourself. But the next time we have y'all on, it'll be much better. I promise.
For sure. Thank you guys for having us on, though.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun, you know, hanging out with the guys.
This is fun.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a lot more fun, though, when Kentucky kicks Tennessee's ass Saturday night.
Bank on it.
We'll see y'all.
We can't
at
do a post game show after the game podcast.
We can do whatever.
Let's get scores before we get out here. Let's get scores.
What's the score going to be, JoJo?
I think last week I was the closest for sure.
What do you remember your score?
Yeah, I think I said what I said like 21-9 or something. I said something close, and I said Lynn was going to be MVP, and I got it right.
All right, so what we call this score? We got all right,
this week. I got I got 17-7.
17-7.
Yeah, so a lot of defense going to be played this game.
Yeah, I got 17-7.
I like that score.
I like it. I'm going to go with 21-14. I'm going to keep it one possession game. 21-14.
Charles?
24-14. I say we get a field goal tonight. 24-14. Yeah,
24-14. They would be right at the total. The total is at like 41.
Yeah. Ooh, that close. 24-17.
24-14. I'm going
to go 17-13. So, when I said 17.
Cats win.
When I said 17.
I don't know what you said. I couldn't hear you.
I said 17. What did I say? Yeah, 17-9.
17-7. You said
17-7.
17-13. I think they're going to kick a bunch of field goals.
24-14.
I think the big thing
I wouldn't bet that, though.
There's going to be a couple big plays. I think Tennessee's going to have a long touchdown with Juwan Jennings, and I think Kentucky's going to have a couple more, though. That's going to be the key to the game.
I think Lynn gets
How's the weather?
Cold.
It might change.
Cold.
Cold. Yeah, 40s, low 40s.
Just cold.
High 30s.
Not Florida weather.
No.
But it's going to be dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my score.
Oh, changing the score.
I'm going to change my score.
Score change. Quick change.
It is. Y'all ready for this?
All right, we're ready.
No. I got 33.
God damn.
33-17.
With Tennessee's defense, you think we're running about that?
33-17.
Wow.
Let's do it.
Hey, wow. If it happens, I like it. But I don't know. I'm not going to knock Tennessee's defense. They've been doing a good job stopping the run.
And, you JoJo
know,
is. He
we always get a couple touchdowns on the run. So. He is.
Oh, man. Well, go Cats. Beat Tennessee. I hate Tennessee.
Yeah, I can talk a lot of trash now. I won't get punished for it.
No, so. You ain't going to get punished.
Save
for
it for the
I'll
next
get punched
time.
For you, JoJo.
Last time I was talking a little trash, I got punished.
Oh, you definitely did.
I got banned
Florida
for
game. You
remember Florida game?
Can't have
no. It like my sophomore
year. Sophomore year.
Is that when you broke your head? No. Remember we was going
he
to
was
Florida and,
trash.
And I guaranteed us a win?
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, that's a good
coaches love when you guarantee a win.
They love it. So listen, y'all guys, if you're hearing this, if you want to make your coach extremely proud of you, guarantee a win. With the media, guarantee
oh,
it.
Oh, man, that's a good place to end it. We'll see y'all later. The peep, the technique. Sweat the technique.